You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
If you are sometimes overcome by the problems of daily life, don't give up. There is an answer.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Heavenly Father, help us with our daily burdens, renew our soul, refresh our spirit, and by the power of your Holy Spirit, place in our heart the glowing fire of an eternal hope. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. A recent report which appeared in a national magazine revealed that an estimated 20 million Americans find themselves at one time or another unable to cope with the daily hazards of our fast-changing society. They are unable to face the problems of crumbling marriages, family troubles, and tensions on the job or in school. The report also pointed out that some families are paying up to $10,000 a year for psychiatric help, and oftentimes more than that, for treatment of family members in a sanatorium. The National Association for Mental Health recently estimated these problems are costing our nation over $30 million every year. Not all people go to the psychiatrist. Many of them are unable to afford specialized help. Because of this, there has been a dramatic increase in the demand for books and other literature providing advice on how to cope with the problems and challenges of everyday living. One of these books, recently published, is called Your Erroneous Zones by Dr. Wayne Dyer. The advice given by Dr. Dyer and others who write such books is often quite helpful. Much of it is just common sense, things most of us often overlook. This happens because we are unable to think clearly under pressure. We let small problems involving our family, our business, and even our personal life become complex and impossible for us to cope with. Dr. Dyer's book is based on the idea that our thoughts determine our feelings. Therefore, if we control our thoughts, we can also control our feelings. In many situations, this can be true, but not always. There are times in everyone's life when problems and frustrations become so great, it is impossible to face them simply by changing our thoughts. We become so deeply involved in our problems, it is impossible even to think of anything else. No matter whether we eat, sleep, drive the car, or try to relax, they keep coming up in our mind and bothering us. This is especially true when we face trying situations in our family, our business, and those involving personal friendships. Financial problems in many families are a constant source of difficulty. Relationships among teenagers, college students, and even elementary students can overwhelm our thinking. The burdens of such frustrations and difficulties often become so great, many people despair and feel like just giving up. Some people grit their teeth and try to continue with life as best they can. Others go to a psychologist or a psychiatrist for help. Still others try to cover up their problems and anxieties by turning to alcohol, drugs, and other diversions. Every year there is an increasing number of people, adults and teenagers, who decide to end it all by taking their own life. While our generation faces these difficulties at a more intense and perhaps increased rate, the situation is not totally new. Already 2,000 years ago, when Jesus of Nazareth lived in Palestine, many of his friends found life quite difficult. Their problems may have been somewhat different from those we face today. The anxieties and tensions, however, were basically the same. Some people were being overtaxed. Others were having problems in their families. Husbands were unable to relate to their wives. Wives found their husbands unbearable. Teenagers often saw their parents as being oppressive. Parents were having difficulties with their children. Just finding enough food to eat and clothes to wear in those days was a challenge in itself. Many of these people began to look to Jesus for help. They began to follow him in large numbers. The Bible tells us that when Jesus saw the crowds of people who followed him, he had great pity on them. He realized they were tired and burdened and had no place to go, no one to turn to. The scriptures describe them as being like sheep without a shepherd. Life for them seemed almost impossible. They were willing to turn to anyone or anything for relief and hope. The scriptures also tell us that our Lord's heart went out to these people. He identified with them. He knew their struggle. He understood them. He realized how difficult it was for them to live with their burdens. Instead of ignoring them, Jesus announced a wonderful message to these people. He had good news for them. He spoke this message of good news with love and divine authority. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The Bible teaches that Jesus lived his life and conducted his ministry not for himself, but for others. He had a deep and sincere interest in the poor, the rejected, those for whom no one else cared. He had a special interest in the common man, the working man. Even today, his number one concern is for people who are weary from the burdens and frustrations of life. During his ministry, Jesus performed many miracles. He made the lame to walk, the blind to see, and the deaf to hear. Because he was the Son of God, he knew that the basic problem of man was not a physical problem. In the third chapter of the Gospel of John, we learn that Jesus did not need an explanation of what man is. Jesus totally understood man's human nature. Because he was the Son of God, Jesus understood that man's greatest need was spiritual. A disease deep in the soul that caused anxiety, worry, tension, and despair. The major objective of his entire ministry was to heal people from this type of spiritual disease. Jesus is the divine physician. He not only heals the body, he can also heal the deep anxieties of the soul. Man's needs have not changed. Science and technology have made life easier today than ever before in the history of the world. But the number of people anxious, uptight, and unable to cope with many of the situations in which they find themselves continues to be on the increase. People are looking for relief from the burdens and weariness of life, just as much today as when Jesus was conducting his earthly ministry in Palestine. Not everyone in those days was able to cope with life. It is the same today. According to figures recently released, over 1,000 people are currently admitted to hospitals and psychiatric wards each day for help. Doctors tell us that many times their problems are not physical. Over one half of the people occupying hospital beds are not there because of a physical ailment. They are there because they're emotionally unable to cope with life. Jesus helped thousands of people during his ministry on earth. That is the main reason he had such a large following. People crowded around him wherever he went. They knew he had a special power. They witnessed it with their own eyes. The good news is that Jesus is still doing this today. He is not only healing people physically, but spiritually. He is removing the handicaps of sin, guilt, anxiety, and worry. Thousands of people all over the world receive the joy of His healing power when they respond to His invitation. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Unfortunately, not everyone is aware of this special supernatural help. Many people are still trying to handle their problems alone and wind up in a hopeless situation. Others are unwilling to accept the help that Jesus offers. The help that Jesus offers is needed more today than ever before. That's why He calls all people to come to Him, no matter what age or what the problem may be. Are you looking for relief from the burden and weariness of life? Are you trying to handle your problems alone, feeling more and more helpless? God's greatest miracle in the history of the world was for you. 3 days after Jesus was put to death on the cross and laid in the grave, He was raised from the dead for you. His victory over sin and death is for you. Give Jesus your cares, your concerns, your anxieties, and your worries. No one understands them better than He does. No one can work them out better than He can. Even though Jesus may not handle the situation as you would, you can be assured that what He does is best. The Holy Scriptures say, all things work together for good to those who love God. When we come to Jesus for help, we must admit that our basic problem is spiritual. If we are unwilling to accept the Bible's clear teaching that our problem is spiritual, we are only misleading ourselves. The Holy Scriptures clearly teach in 1 John, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. However, the Holy Scriptures continue by announcing the good news. If we confess our sins, God is willing to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, God will forgive them and we shall not be punished on Judgment Day. Rather, on that day we will be welcomed to the mansions of heaven. Unforgiven sin and guilt is one of the greatest burdens people carry. Non-Christian psychologists and psychiatrists freely admit that millions of people in our society are hung up on guilt. Their past sins continue to haunt them and to make their lives a living hell. The Scriptures offer the consolation that the haunting memory of every single one of them can be removed from our conscience permanently. We can have a new life, a new hope, a new start, and a new future. All of this was made possible when Jesus suffered and died on the cross. When He suffered and died, He took our place. He paid the full penalty for our sins. Any sin, no matter how gross or terrible it may be, Jesus has already died for it. He has taken the suffering. He has paid the penalty. Forgiveness of sins is possible only through the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross of Calvary. Forgiveness of sins is a free gift and is offered to all people. When we confess our sins, our Heavenly Father forgives them. The burdens of our guilt are completely removed from our heart and our conscience. If we do not confess our sins, they will continue to bother us and drag us down. But even more than that, on the final day of judgment, we shall have to pay the penalty for them. The Bible clearly teaches that all men who do not repent and turn from their sins will be condemned to everlasting hell and separation from God. Have you grown weary from the tensions of not getting along with someone else? Are you having problems in your family? Do your difficulties in school seem more than you can handle? Have the problems where you work made life seem hardly worth living? Don't give up. Jesus is standing beside you. He is waiting to carry that burden, to refresh you, and to give you rest. Nothing would bring Him greater joy than for you to turn your entire life, including your problems, over to Him. Confess your sins to your Heavenly Father. Do it now. He will forgive them for Jesus' sake. He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He will give you a clean conscience, a new life, and a hope that is eternal. Place your full trust in what Jesus did when He died for you on the cross and when He shed His blood to wash your sins away. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, you will not be held in judgment on the final day. Jesus is asking you to come to Him. Accept Him as your Savior and Lord of your life. Do it today. He is waiting to receive you, to forgive you, and to give you rest. Jesus will refresh you and give you an eternal hope. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we sometimes get so tired of our daily routine, we want to just give up. Send us your Holy Spirit so that we not only hear, but firmly believe the words of Jesus as he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Then, by the power of your Holy Spirit, help us to respond to Jesus by giving our life, our cares, our problems, and our anxieties to him. We know you will help us because you have promised to do so. In Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen.